This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Like the rest of the country, since about 2010, Wisconsin has seen a slew of major retail closures. But as Joe Schultz reports, local communities are getting creative in finding new uses for former malls and big box stores.
Pickle Pro Courts on Madison's north side is packed as people participate in a pickleball tournament. The indoor facility features multiple courts, each contained with netting. It's open 24/7 to members. But the site wasn't always a bustling athletic space. In fact, it spent most of its life as a vacant former grocery store in Madison's Northside Town Center strip mall.
It was literally vacant space for 20 years.
That's Patrick Reha, the owner of Pickle Pro Courts, which opened last August. Reha worked to convert the deserted store into a state-of-the-art pickleball facility.
We had to put in all new electrical, all new plumbing, all new flooring, all new lighting, and so everything was required new, but we ended up with a great facility that people love.
The retail industry has seen thousands of closures since 2010. The Great Recession was especially hard on retail. And then, as the national economy began to recover, Amazon and other online retailers continued to cut into brick-and-mortar sales. In 2017 alone, the U.S. saw more than 7,000 retail stores close, and industry analysts predict another 30,000 to 80,000 could close in the next 2 years. That's created a lot of empty buildings in a lot of Wisconsin communities. Recently, though, many of Wisconsin's former retail spaces have found new life. A portion of Green Bay's East Town Mall is now a manufacturing facility for American Tent, and that's not the only community that's revitalized a former retail facility. At Mineshaft in Oshkosh, arcade games were to life as patrons blast alien invaders and race in Mario Kart. This site was once a Walmart, but when the retailer moved to a bigger location across the highway, its old property became a blight on the community. It was razed in 2007. In the late 2010s, Mineshaft owner Tom Masters and other developers worked with the city to revitalize the decaying retail plaza. They built a large, rustic, brick and wooden building in place of the old Walmart. After opening the Mineshaft in 2020, Masters plans to grow the restaurant's game room, add another dining room, and build an outdoor dining space.
I would say that hopefully in this next year or two that we would be expanded.
In the same former strip mall as Mineshaft, a former JCPenney has also been converted into Extreme Customs, a company that sells custom rims and tires. Rob Clayman is with the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce. He says revitalizing those properties was important.
Having this great redevelopment there as people enter Oshkosh, it just kind of transforms the image that we have when you're coming into the community.
While there are still plenty of vacant big box stores across Wisconsin, these projects show that former retail locations can be transformed into economic assets to their local communities. In Janesville, leaders hope to turn a former Sears into an indoor sports complex that could have an annual economic impact of $23 million. The Woodman Sports and Convention Center would host conferences and youth sports tournaments, with a year-round ice rink and an area that could be used for indoor soccer or basketball. Jennifer Petrozillo with the City of Janesville says the project aims to boost local tourism.
It really allows us to diversify our economic drivers and expand into the sports tourism market.
Today, that property is still just an abandoned Sears, but Janesville officials hope the Sports and Convention Center can open in fall 2024. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.